This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
There's a lot of controversy brewing over this because of COVID-19, because of Tulsa. But people are lining up already to try to make sure that they can get in to see the Prez. So what does that tell you? Certainly it's the right site in the sense of supportiveness for reelecting this president. And in light of some of the COVID precautions and calling out the National Guard, there is no question the crowd will be big. And how big is it in your neighborhood to go without a mask? That mask on, mask off debate is more than huge across America. And we have unofficial poll numbers because thanks to all of you, you are weighing in. My name's Kate Delaney. Thanks so much for hanging out with us on this show. If you've never joined us before, thank you for finding us on the dial and perhaps getting us podcast-wise. I know a lot of people listen at different times of the day. You can always check out katedelaneyradio.com. I get so many emails about it, I'm just going to clear it up right from the beginning. Speaking of clearing it up, I'm going to start with this because Rayshard Brooks and what happened in Atlanta and what has happened and led up to marches across the United States, and this one ended up with also the Wendy's where he was killed being burned in Atlanta. Well, prosecutors, and this was what was brewing, prosecutors brought murder charges against the white Atlanta police officer who shot Rayshard Brooks in the back. How? Saying that the black man posed no threat when he was gunned down, and that the officer kicked him and offered no medical treatment as he was dying on the ground. Brooks was holding a stun gun he had snatched from the officers, but he was 18 feet, 3 inches away. They measured, of course, you've got that all on video, when he was shot by Garrett Rolfe and was running away at the time. That's what the district attorney, Paul Howard, is saying in announcing the charges 5 days after this killing outside of the Wendy's restaurant that rocked the city, that ended up in the Wendy's being burned to the ground. And the felony murder charge against Rolfe carries life in prison without parole or the death penalty. He was also charged with 10 other offenses, punishable by decades behind bars. And, of course, we know this all has to play out, obviously, in a court, and we'll see where that ends up. This is just the beginning of that journey. A second officer, this is the other key thing with Rolfe, Devin Brosnan, stood on Brooks' shoulder as he was struggling for his life. That's what the district attorney said. And again, you can see that on videotape. So he was charged with aggravated assault and some other offenses related to that. But he's supposedly cooperating with prosecutors and is going to testify. But then the word came out that, well, no, where is that coming from? He didn't say he was cooperating with prosecutors and was going to testify. So there's some confusion there, contradicting reports from earlier that said, yeah, he's going to do this. And even the district attorney had said it was the first time in 40 cases where an officer had come forward to do it, that was very unusual for that to happen. And this is on the heels of the president's executive order on police reform, and then Republicans on Capitol Hill unveiling a package of police reform measures and the movement to get rid of the Confederate movements and racially offensive symbols, and now even Aunt Jemima syrup pancake mix. They're dropping that brand, 131-year-old brand. They're saying, no, it's time to make the change. It's not right. they're getting rid of that. And Uncle Ben's Rice, that's another brand that they're saying the same thing, that we need to make a change here. And this is all part of what's happened in light of the response to George Floyd's death in Minneapolis. And while many of the demonstrations have kind of fallen off or simmered down or whatever word you want to use, you still had, because of what happened in Atlanta, the police chief resigning less than 24 hours after Brooks died. And as I mentioned, the fast food place Wendy's being burnt to the ground. And this all started over a complaint of a car blocking the drive-through lane. He was asleep behind the wheel, and the breath test showed he was intoxicated, and then it ultimately led to his death, not even 30 years old. Another very, very sad, sad day in America. And then as a result, here's now what has happened. Always at the top of this show, I give you what I call, sadly, the death odometer in COVID-19. So 119,000 people have died, 687,000 recovered, and there are 2.21 million confirmed cases worldwide, 440 deaths. We're seeing a spike in some areas. One of them is in the great state of Texas, and there are other states where it's spiked as well. And in Texas, they announced a number of hospitalizations. The death toll is rising there. So this was a state that was doing well and now is in the thick of it. The hospitalizations, as of Wednesday, 2,793, a 66% increase since Memorial Day. And then the death toll also increased slightly in the past few days. 33 coronavirus-related fatalities as of Wednesday. So that makes the total deaths in Texas 2,062. And remember, the reopening started on April 20th. After 2 weeks under stay-at-home orders, that started to get peeled back, and cases have been trending upward since then. And the governor Greg Abbott, went crazy over young people not wearing masks, and it's part of that debate of mask on, mask off. And we did an unofficial poll here on the show and found that, and I've been rolling this for a couple of weeks, I've got 50 people who said mask on and 48 people mask off. And I'm not surprised by that. This show is about the conversation, and it really kind of balances in a couple of different directions. And so I have people that are adamant that it should be mask on, and then others that think it should be mask off, and it's a personal choice. And you know how I feel about that. I think it's mask on, because I don't want to be responsible for deaths being traced back to me when I hear from people who are not politically motivated, who talk about what it is to try to flatten the curve and keep us safer, and it seems to be working when you have more people that do it. So I'm playing on that team. I'm playing on the team of I'm in this with you, we're in this together. And for me to wear a little mask over my face to run into a Home Depot or wherever, I don't think it's a horrible responsibility, but there are people that think it's treading on their rights to have to wear a mask. What do you think? You can still weigh in. KateDelaneyRadio.com. Let me know what you think. All right, Vegas. I used to live there. Oh, boy, I have stories from Vegas. My pal Jackie Baskow, one of the highest-powered executives in Vegas, joins us to talk about the reopening of Sin City.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. but be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
I'm through with love, I'll never fall again. Said adieu to love, don't ever call again. For I must have you or no one. And so I'm through with love. I've locked my heart, I'll keep my feelings.
Well, I was never through with Vegas. I always had a love affair with Vegas and had the opportunity to live and broadcast work out of Vegas. And truly, there are some wonderful things about Vegas that until you live there, you don't even discover them. But it is a draw for so many of us in other parts of the country. And when Vegas went down, and boy, oh boy, so many people who had trips planned and then saved for some big openings and all that kind of stuff were very, very disappointed. But just like so many other things in this country, you have to re-rack. But Vegas has re-racked. They are open for business, baby. And who better to have on this show than my pal Jackie Baskow? I said it before, she is one of the nicest people I've ever met, and she is an incredible, I like this word, that she was described as a high-powered executive. That's what I said before we stepped away. And, of course, she is the founder and owner of the Las Vegas Speakers Bureau. She represents so many celebrities and so many wonderful speakers, and she's received so many awards. She is like the queen of Las Vegas. I was even looking something up about Jackie, about credentials, and she has so many bloody credentials, it would take half this show to fill them with the credentials that she has. So, Jackie, thanks so much always for coming on.
Live from Las Vegas and up and running.
And that's the good news. So when we were talking before, we were talking about how it was dark and shows were down, and it was so odd to not have the strip lit up. What's it like now?
Oh, my God, I have so much to catch you and your listeners up on. Well, last time we talked, I think you talked to me and you said, have you been on the strip? And I said, no. And it was totally it was shocking. It was almost like 9/11 and even almost worse. It's like it was totally dark and frightening, and the hotels were boarded up. Now, just like the commercial that the Las Vegas Convention Center is showing, all the strips are, all the lights are on from Las Vegas all the way down to downtown Las Vegas. We're lit up. We're running. The only thing we don't have right now is entertainment, and they're working on it. And I think that'll be in phase three as soon as we can get that together in the next month or so. I have news. The Westgate Hotel's opening tomorrow, the Paris Hotel, the Bellagio Poker Room. The Wynn is opening their pools where their nightclubs are outside. They probably will have DJ music, but I don't think they're going to have any kind of live entertainment there for a while, you know, till we, you know, the governor lets us, you know, start doing live entertainment again. But my friend Chris Crisitelli from Dreamland is awesome. He did a drive-in drag show here, and there's about 100 people that, you know, came, and they drove in like the old drive-in theaters. And I think they're the only one in the world that did the first drive-in dinner theater in the country. And they're going to start taking it on the road to L.A., and maybe it'll come to your city. And they're doing like all sorts of shows. They're going to be doing a comedy show. So for people that can't physically go see a show in a hotel right now, they're going to these drive-in shows, and it's so cool. Very cool.
Boy, no kidding. That's innovative, and that's what it's
back
about, right?
Basics.
Yeah,
yes,
back to the basics. Yeah, nail it down. Figure out how you can do it. We know that there are a lot of people that are what we call gig workers. There's a lot of controversy over that, and I can understand why. As somebody who's been in that situation, what's happening there?
Well, a friend of mine, Trisha Keene from Channel 13, is an advocate trying to get people, the gig workers, their money because, as you know, we were allocated so much money from PUA, and they just do not have enough people and can't get the money to these people fast enough. So it's been a big problem. You know, a lot of these people they haven't got their checks for months. So Trisha and Channel 13 have been Twittering and you know, trying to get everybody their money as quick as they come. They can do it through the government. So it's, you know, hopefully people will move quicker because everybody's got to pay their bills.
Yeah, no kidding. And you know, money speaks. You got to get it. And hopefully they'll do it. Good on Channel 13 for being an advocate and really pushing for that. For you, what does it feel like, Jackie? Because you've been in Vegas for a long time now, and you've seen all kinds of highs and lows and what it's like to live there. And it's got to feel pretty good to see things starting to move.
You know, it's been Groundhog Day, but I have to tell you that I think it's all about your headset. You know, I'm in the entertainment business here. You know, I also own Basco Talent and the speakers. And, you know, our entertainment all crashed and burned for 2020. And I think 2020 is going to be a sort of a spiritual learning experience for everybody where families come closer. We learn more about each other. We take our lives more serious, get our health together. I know I've been doing projects. I've been marketing speakers. I'm in the middle of marketing Damon John for virtual speakers to a lot of our clients. And people are, you know, they're doing entertainment and speakers online, a lot of these corporations. But I want to see it come back live. I miss it. You know, I miss our shows. I miss our entertainers. And everybody's trying to get creative. But, you know, Vegas will be Vegas when the shows are open. That's how I feel.
Yeah, I like what you said about the headspace, that's what 2020 is about. I have a friend who calls it's the sacred pause. It's like this weird sacred pause right now in 2020.
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe that. I believe that. I mean, we've all been so busy working 24 hours a day that we really forgot it's not about making money. Of course, everybody wants to make money. But having a quality of life is the most important thing, family, friends, your health. And I think that 2020 has been a big learning lesson for us, and we're all learning how to regroup and what's important and what's not. And I know I've been purging and boxing and giving things to people that need it. You know, we have a habit of buying multiples, and, you know, like with the entertainment here, we always take for granted that the entertainment's just going to be here. And now all of a sudden our whole world's changed, not just in Vegas, but all over the country. And I just read something. I think Regal movie theaters and another theater chain are going to start opening up their movie theaters now, which, you know, I miss going to the movies. You know, just the simple things in life we've been doing since we're kids when you're not able to do it. We, on a good note, the Golden Knights just purchased the American Hockey League here, and we're going to have another hockey team called the Silver Knights.
Oh.
And, yeah, they're going to build their training area across from Green Valley Ranch, so we're really excited about that. And that's going to be, I think it's called the AA League or something. So it's going to be very cool. And, you know, the Raiders are coming here, and their stadium is done. So I think that that should open up with or without, you know, fans, I think at the end of September, the beginning of October.
Yeah, that's what the NFL is talking about. We'll see where all that goes. Wow, well, you really got us up to date. That's terrific.
I've got something really exciting to tell you. There's a man named Derek Stevens who owns the D Hotel downtown. In fact, he's building a new hotel called the Circa. It's opening in October. He gave 2,000 free tickets to people all over the country to come to Vegas the day Vegas hotels opened.
Wow, that would be exciting. That's like the golden ticket.
Yeah, I just had to mention that because I think that everybody in this community is really coming to the table. The hotel rooms are cut to a third. They took away the parking fees, and there's free parking, and they're reinventing the buffets. And I just think it's going to be a nice new Vegas.
I like that. Nice new Vegas.
Vegas.
Yeah, I talk about this. It's about reimagining and reinventing, and Vegas is good at that. Jackie Baskow, thanks as always for coming on, my friend.
Thank you, Kate. Stay healthy, and to all your listeners, come visit us in Vegas. We'd love to have you here.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Jack.
Thanks, honey.
So, you know, you look at Vegas, and I lived in Vegas, and I know what Jackie's talking about. It's different when you're part of the community, and I was part of the community when I lived there. And, gosh, you get to know everybody, and you get to see a whole other side of what it's like. And it does thrive on that entertainment. It does thrive on the people coming to it, and there are suburbs that are wonderful on the outskirts of where the Strip is as well, and it looks like a whole different game when you're out there. But I loved the feeling of people saying to you, what do you need? I mean, I don't think any place I've lived I've ever had that many people say to me, just what do you need? They didn't want anything back from me. It was just, what do you need? You know, they knew I was new in town, that kind of stuff, and I always felt like I was treated pretty well in Sin City. So open for business, and like Jackie said, it's probably going to look a lot different to a lot of people, which is the, you know, necessity is the mother of invention, something like that, right? Hang with us.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Front Sight, America's gun training destination.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The fired Atlanta police officer who shot Rayshard Brooks twice in the back during a sobriety arrest faces a long list of charges, including felony murder.
You certainly can't fire a gun, a handgun, at someone who is running away.
Paul Howard, Fulton County's district attorney, says they have a mountain of evidence, including 8 different videos of the shooting and 10 people in the Wendy's parking lot who claim to be eyewitnesses. The White House indicated President Trump will support the Senate Republicans' legislation aimed at reducing police violence and increasing accountability. Tim Scott from South Carolina is one of the senators that helped craft the bill.
What we've done is a bipartisan piece of legislation, taking the priorities in the House bill, the words of the president in the executive order, and crafted it into a piece of legislation.
This is USA Radio News. Federal investigators have reported findings on the helicopter crash that killed Laker legend Kobe Bryant and his daughter earlier this year. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
The 1,700 pages released Wednesday are actually several reports. Among the findings is that while flying through a very thick fog, chopper pilot Arizabayan radioed that he was climbing to try to rise above the clouds when, in fact, the chopper was descending, and quickly. Moments later, it slammed into a hillside northwest of L.A., suggesting he was disoriented. In another section, investigators cite some previous issues when it came to the company's safety record, but the reports do not offer a conclusion of what caused the January crash. A final report on the cause is expected later this year. The NBA superstar, his 13-year-old daughter, and 6 of their friends were killed, along with Zabayan. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah!
Now, let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Let's get in the mail, man. Let's get in the mail, man.
Yeah, that's kind of how I felt part of the day. Oh, that makes me just want ice cream. Sounds like the ice cream truck, the Good Humor Man, right? I grew up in Cherry Hill. I'm like, everybody's screaming, the Good Humor Man's here. What kind of ice cream did you get from the Good Humor Man? Was it a cone? Was it one of those chocolate bars? I got the chocolate bars. I like those the best. Anyway, thank you. You filled up the mailbag once again, so let's get right to it. Grant, listening to us in Portland, Oregon, says, Kate, wow, so crazy what went down in Atlanta. Glad that the cops were charged with that. And this is coming from somebody who grew up with a father who was a proud police officer, and I was proud of him. But, you know, a bad cop or a reactionary cop or a cop that takes the wrong action and takes the life of somebody, well, they need to be treated the same as anybody else would in that particular situation. So Rayshard Brooks had too much to drink, fell asleep at Wendy's line in his car. It was annoying. It backed up the traffic. So then he's dead. Just doesn't make any sense to me. And good on the Attorney General for making the right move. I agree. The Attorney General should have done that. Let justice play itself out. And what a jury decides, we ultimately will see, right? But we've seen the body cam video of it. He did grab the taser gun. He did turn around and shoot it. But for God's sake, he gets three bullets in the back and then dies. Where's the justice in that? And, you know, a lot of Atlanta police are leaving the force. They've got a big problem in Atlanta. There's a lot of trouble happening there. And meaning, you know, we talk about what else is happening with police reform versus defunding. And you know how I feel, even though it worked in Camden, New Jersey, I think you can't put a blanket across that and defund the police. Reform, yes. Individually, look at the departments, all of that, I understand. And that's, of course, what now is being forced to be done and what is happening. All right, here's another one. This one is from Sam I Am. And Sam says, "Oh, Kate, sizzle, John Bolton's book about the president. The president and the administration doesn't like it. They went to court to try to stop the release of his book, saying it would reveal government secrets." I think what's interesting is that you had an MSNBC host who went after John Bolton, even, and said that it was wrong, that Bolton... So I think it kind of shows you something there if you have the left of the left saying, yeah, this guy is in it for himself. Well, the president is bashing him and saying he's washed up. And, of course, when you're running for re-election, when you're in that situation, you don't want any kind of a tell-all book of anything. And what is going to be in that book? If it's not going to be secrets, it's decisions apparently that the president made. And I think what you're referring to with the MSNBC host is Chris Hayes, who did go after Bolton and say, you know, this was all about Bolton, and it had nothing to do with them being an opportunist and peeling this back for that reason. So we'll see. We'll see if it comes out. Now that there's so much conversation about it, inquiring minds want to know what all the hubbub is about, and we'll see if it gets squashed or if it comes out. All right, how about this one from Ron? Ron says, "Kate, booyah. I love it when you give that shout out. And also to Who Dat Nation. You spent some time, my darling, in New Orleans. I like it, and we like you here in New Orleans." So the president's rally, it's interesting because it's almost like the people who go to the rally are kind of the proverbial guinea pigs. I voted for the president last time around. I'm on the fence a little bit, although I like some of what he does and I abhor some of what he does. The whole Twitter thing is silly and stupid, and if he didn't tweet, it would probably be much better, but nobody's going to stop that. I'm not so sure this rally on Saturday in Tulsa is a good idea, although people are lining up, and I think it's going to be jammed. And you've got guardsmen there. They're going to have shields and batons and pepper spray in case they need to protect themselves. But they're going to be unarmed. And I don't know that there's going to be protests necessarily, but the whole COVID thing, I wonder about that. Can you imagine what a disaster it would be if the people who jam into that arena, even if there is a little bit of social distancing, what a nightmare it would be if they did get the coronavirus. You know, it's interesting when you talk about the coronavirus and the liabilities. I just did a virtual engagement today, and we were talking about sports venues coming back, people taking a risk, or not taking a risk, you know, however they felt about it and how spaced out they were in the facility and how many people were there. But I saw this, somebody sent this to me, and of course I'm sure it's all over the place now, but one of the things that's being posted out there and letting the people know who go to this rally in Tulsa is here's what they're saying on the website, on the RNC website, etc. By attending the rally, you and any guest voluntarily assume all risks related to exposure to COVID-19 and agree not to hold Donald J. Trump for President, Inc., the Bok Center, B-O-K Center, ASM Global, or any of their affiliates, directors, officers, employees, agents, contractors, or volunteers liable for any illness or injury. So this is the thing, I think, moving forward, we'll probably see a lot of places, but that's why it is interesting that the people that go to this rally, you might be holding your breath as to what comes out of that. You know, you saw... Where was it? There were 16 friends that tested positive in Florida after a night in a Florida bar. And I saw an interview with one of the girls in that group, and she said that this is real. She said, you know, we want to tell people we weren't ready for it. It's too soon because we definitely stayed home, did all the things we were supposed to do, simply went out to the Irish pub in Jacksonville Beach for a birthday party, and the bar was crowded, nobody was wearing masks, and lo and behold, they test positive. Everyone in the group tested positive. And though they have some like flu-like symptoms, none got seriously ill, but they're confident, and they traced it back that virus came from that outing. And they got messaged by strangers who also got sick after visiting the same bar. They even closed the bar down. At least 7 pub employees tested positive for COVID-19. The owner had them tested as a precaution. And, you know, was it a customer that brought it in? The pub is closed for deep cleaning and sanitation. It's going to reopen. They're going to have sanitizer stations. And the customer's employees have to have temperature checks. So they're doing all that now. But look what happened there. So... It is this elusive creature that we're fighting that you just don't know. I hate that. I just don't know. I just don't know what's going to happen, but I don't have that crystal ball, and neither do you. Trust me, if I did, I would share all the results with you. Because when I see things like the hospitalizations in Texas surge 11% in a day, and 6 states seeing record jumps in cases, and the story of the friends in Jacksonville going out to the Florida bar, taking precautions, and then now, you know, look what happens, and a new model predicting that there will be 200 U.S. deaths by October. I don't want to see any more deaths, frankly. All right, speaking of what is and what isn't, there's this one from Wallace, and he says, Kate, what do you think about the upcoming NFL season? I know you're an expert, and I see you on the tube, people talking to you about sports and asking you about what's going to happen with the NFL and what's going to happen with Major League Baseball and some of the other sports. Well, Major League Baseball, they're having this tug of war, the players' union and the owners. The owners want it back, but it's a different story with the players, and they're concerned about money and what happens. And, you know, Major League Baseball supposedly made a 60-game offer to the players. Let's do 60 games. But so far, there has been no movement there. NBA, we know it's coming back. Everybody's going to Orlando. They're not even going to see their families for like a month. They're going to play in what we call the bubble in Orlando. And they're taking every precaution they can possibly, you know, take to keep it safe, to keep it clean, to check temperatures, to do the things that they have to do. I mean, it's a 100-page plan, for goodness sake, 100 pages. And the NFL put out the schedules, what, like a month ago. And the NFL is supposed to roll forward, too. Will it roll forward without fans? Most likely in the beginning of the season, and who knows what happens in the middle of the season, and does that work out well? I mean, we've seen some players that have tested positive, like Ezekiel Elliott, the superstar for the Dallas Cowboys, already. Does the show go on? Mm. Thanks a lot for your emails. You can always reach me at katedelaneyradio.com. I'll meet you on the flip side. Are you still under stay-at-home orders trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warships? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Attention gardeners, if you need to grow nutritionally dense vegetables or medicinal herbs this year, listen, because a bioactive superfood for plants is now available. This all-natural superfood for plants is so effective at producing maximum plant growth in minimum time that it almost forces plants to grow, even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's truly remarkable. Vegetables grow faster and contain more bioavailable vitamins and trace minerals. Plants that rarely bloom will flower constantly. Sickly plants become vibrantly alive. Medicinal herbs become super potent. Flowers become more vivid right before your very eyes. ProtoGrow also improves the taste quality of all your garden vegetables. That's because it's more than just an all-natural superfood for plants. It's a proprietary blend of bioactive sea nutrients that contain the basic building blocks of life itself, which is why ProtoGrow even renews your garden by increasing the microorganisms in the soil. Learn more at growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com. Get special pricing for network listeners right now at growlikecrazy.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Because it means people are doing good things when everything is falling apart for others and what it's been like in this pandemic. And there's been a lot of kind things that have happened. And it's great to see that, I think, that people are volunteering to help others, that they're working on food lines, that they're collectively going back to what we call the front lines. In short, it's been pretty amazing to see the people power, I'll call it, of this horrible 2020 that we found ourselves in the middle of, where the ball dropped on Times Square and it looked like it was just going to be one of those years. Everybody was running around talking about a new decade and what the new decade was going to be like. And lo and behold, it wasn't the decade that we thought we were stepping into, right? And I would say that I would highlight always on this show the hospital workers, because whether it was the crazy times in New York of people on ventilators and trying to connect them to their loved ones when there was nothing that they could do for them, going to working extra hours and doing whatever ever they could. It just shows you again the heart that people have out there, willing to put in the extra time to help people. On the front lines, and there's something wonderful about. I think there's something just absolutely wonderful about that when there's a strain on so many, and even even companies, the little things that they're doing to move the needle. So Target, they would fall into the clappers for the day. They raise minimum wage to what I think it should have been $15. And they have bonuses for the frontline workers. So like I said, I had to go to a Target for something the other day. Of course, social distancing, masks, the whole thing. And I noticed everybody in the store was doing that. I mean, everybody. There's a band playing in the background. Everybody in the store was doing that. And they were paying attention to what was happening. But anyway, so raising that minimum to get more money to people is good. It's federally mandated is minimum wage is $7.25, and before they were up to 13, now they're up to 15. They got about 250,000 workers that will see an increase in pay, full and part-time employees at stores, distribution centers, headquarters, and then a $200 one-time bonus to front line store and distribution hourly workers for what they've done during the pandemic, and that gets distributed at the end of July. So, yeah, I'm going to give them some of that clapaholics love, I think, for it as well, because, again, people struggling, what can you do? How can you help them? And every little bit counts, so a few dollars here and there. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And remember, you can always weigh in our mask on, mask off scenario. Where do you fall in as far as that goes? And I think it's just kind of all over the map. I started the show and talking about that and talking about what we found on this show, that 50 wore mask on and 48 were mask off. So it was kind of split. And for reasons of the debate, not wanting to wear it, feeling like they didn't have to wear it, and others feeling like, yes, I'm going to wear it. And it's funny, there's mask shaming on both sides, not wearing the mask or wearing a mask. And sometimes you see that Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, has gone nuts over this. He did a funny thing where he was talking about, not funny, but he was showing the mask down on his chin, and he said, yo, dudes, this isn't how you wear it. You have to wear it over your mouth. And I think people are weary, too. I think people feel like it's warmer out, they're at a different place, and, geez, it doesn't seem like it's that bad. But the reality is when you got to look at the numbers, and you look at the outbreaks, like I talked about Texas and how that's shot up in the last week and a half. And that's the reasons for keeping other people safe. It's about them and then people doing that for you. Creepy story. I'm going to give you a couple of what I call from the headlines. And Danny Masterson, if you ever watched that 70s show, I was a big fan. He's been charged with raping three women in three separate incidents between 2001 and 2003. The Los Angeles County District Attorney announced that. I was so surprised when that headline came blaring out somewhere I was. He's accused of raping a 23-year-old, a 28-year-old, and another 23-year-old who he invited all of them separate times to his house in the Hollywood Hills. So they arrested him on Wednesday morning and released him after posting bail, which was $3.3 million. And there's an arraignment scheduled for September 18th. Now think about the three charges. He would face like 45 years in prison if he's convicted. Yeah, and I mean, he's definitely known for his role in the 70s show. Also, he's on Netflix, The Ranch. And so this came back, and they felt like they had enough, and we'll see what happens like when he goes back to court on the 18th. But the allegations, I guess, were out there, and they must have felt like there was enough to go after him on that. But I had never heard that before, so that was kind of surprising. I met him once briefly somewhere at some event where there were a lot of people around, and he's, you know, just like anybody at one of these events, he certainly seemed friendly enough, but that was, again, one of those blaring things that just kind of stood out, and you just looked at it. And I started the show talking about Rashard Brooks, and there's so much conversation, and there's so much conversation that's happened from all of you on this show about chokeholds and police reform versus defunding the police, and what's the right way to do this, and would it be better to defund and go with some kind of a hybrid? And I've said this already. I mean, absolutely, in my perspective, you don't defund the police department unless it's a situation like Minneapolis where they've got the votes to do it. They have the will to do it. And I think it's just going to happen unless that police chief can somehow hold that off, and there's enough pushback to what the city council is saying, but it certainly doesn't look that way. And when you look at some of the bigger cities or even suburbs and you think of what defunding would look like, and then what is law enforcement, who do you turn to for, like I've said before, robberies, things that happen, who's handling all of that? Reform, absolutely, but not just lip service reform, real reform. And I think that is the key. That is absolutely the key. And then the other big one, I already mentioned this, interesting reading, will people buy this book or not? It's the John Bolton book, and I think he was waiting to seize on this moment, and he talks about all kinds of things, but he says not secrets. He talks about what Trump didn't know and what he did know, and that he was ignorant to some of the facts and some of the people, and that he had to deal with world leaders, that kind of thing. But it may not come out, or it might not come out as it's supposed to come out sometime next week. You know, we'll see. And some people are saying it's unpatriotic, including Democrats, by the way, not just Republicans. So there are Democrats that are saying that Bolton is wrong with this book. Music means we got to leave the scat lounge. Remember, we're all in this together. Thanks for listening. Under stay-at-home orders, trying to figure out what to do with your free time, even after the lockdown is over? Why not try World of Warship? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of history's most iconic war vessels. Unlock new ships as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours. Play over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. It's the perfect game to take your mind off things as we self-isolate to help flatten the coronavirus curve. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. BOOM gets players started with two cruisers, one American, one German, as well as some premium currency. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. Use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, the thinking man's action game at worldofwarships.com. Invite code BOOM.